we're underway.
Sporting news, chat and debate. This is Scores on the Doors with Callum Patterson.
The crowd are on their feet.
Hello, welcome to the Scores on the Doors podcast. I'm Callum Patterson. This is the third of four editions over Christmas and New Year, looking at the best of some of the sports we've covered on the regular hour-long radio programme throughout 2015. On this edition, we're looking at non-league Scottish football, and in particular, the Lowland League. From the end of the 2014-15 campaign to the first half of the season, with cup action all in the middle of that, we have plenty of our East Kilbride FC TV's David Craig to get his teeth into.
This is Scores on the Doors with Callum Patterson.
Let's start with how the back end of the 2014-15 season finished. For the first time ever, the Lowland League winners would have a chance to play SPFL football via a new playoff system. David explains how Edinburgh City were in the driving seat.
Edinburgh City were pretty unstoppable last season. If they went through the majority of the season unbeaten and eventually finally had their first defeat to Bill Beattie Star with about three or four games to go, and that led them as to the only champions, and they faced off against Borough Rangers in the first ever Highland League / Lowland League playoff as they looked for promotion into League 2 in Scotland. After one each draws in Edinburgh and Borough, it was Borough Rangers who edged out 4-2 in penalties to eliminate the Lowland League champions. Borough Rangers went on to lose to Montrose as Montrose regained their membership in the SPFL.
David's East Kilbride were runners-up last season in the league, but made it to the Lowland League Cup final against Gretna 2008. The match took place at Netherdale Gala Shields.
It was a fantastic occasion. Both teams brought a lot of fans down, and it was a very tight game with both teams looking very dangerous. And after Gretna cancelled out Joe Victoria's early penalty, it was Craig Howie with a wonder run from the right back position to give his Kilbride a lead in the first couple of minutes of the second half.
As far as Howie striding forward into the box, still going, Craig Howie! Oh, it's a sensational strike from Craig Howie!
Before Anton Brady put the finishing touches on a convincing victory for his Kilbride to make his Kilbride 3-1 winners and lift the Lowland League Cup in 2015.
Kilby manager Billy Ogilvie was absolutely delighted with the cup victory.
Very, very satisfying. Very, very pleasing. I thought we were in control of the game, the way we dominated and the way we created chances. I was really, really pleased about how we didn't show the nerves that I was kind of expecting us to play in a cup final. And I thought we were composed and mature.
Let's roll on about 6 months. We're halfway through the 2015-16 Lowland League season. David gives us his synopsis.
It's been more or less the same as last season, with Edinburgh City showing they can match how consistent they were. They haven't been able to maintain the form to where they've won every match, the same as they done last season, but the major turning point of the season so far has to be the controversial game at Kay Park, where Edinburgh City managed to score a 92nd minute penalty to come away with the honours and a 2-1 victory. And from then, that's been a launching point as they've kicked on. This season's seen Stirling Uni emerge as a potential title challenger as well as East Kilbride. And with a long way to go, it isn't over yet, but Edinburgh City have given themselves a very good chance of retaining the title.
Away from the domestic action this campaign, East Kilbride are flying the flag for the Lowland League as they've taken a scalp or two in the Scottish Cup.
Well, it's fantastic. East Kilbride started off against Forres Mechanics and were taken to a replay up in the Highlands. Prior to that match, there was a lot of Highland League victories over Lowland League sides. But East Kilbride managed to get through and that set up a mouth-watering clash with Stenhouse Muir. Uncharted territory for East Kilbride, the first time they'd played against a SPFL side. After going 2-0 up, it looked like East Kilbride were going to have the shock of the day on their hands. But unfortunately for the club, Stenhouse Muir managed to get two late goals to secure a replay at Kay Park. However, East Kilbride were putting up an outstanding performance and managed to defeat the third in League One side 2-1 after extra time. And that sets up a draw with Lothian Thistle in the last 32, which guarantees a non-SPFL club in the last 16 of the Scottish Cup this season.
This is Scores on the Doors with Callum Patterson.
Thank you very much there to David Craig from EKFC TV, who has brought us by up to date with the fifth tier Lone League news from the year. In our fourth and final festive Scores of Doors podcast edition, we'll be reviewing the year of golf, from the Masters to the Open to the revelations of Jordan Spieth, and a little bit of a Scottish angle to David Marshall will be joining us for that. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter, is at SOTD Radio, or on Facebook, it's facebook.com/scoresonthedoors. And of course, our hour-long radio show will be back on the air too on Tuesday the 19th of January on UWS Radio and Wednesday the 20th on Space Sound and TD1. However, this has been the Scores on the Doors podcast, edition 3, presented and produced by myself, Callum Patterson, in UWS Radio Studios in here. We'll see you next time.